The Matinee with James Dean and Madame Aries. Tameside Radio.
Well, we've got a studio full, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Yes, we forgot to lock the door again, didn't we?
And Claire got in.
Quickly followed by Nathan, and then all of a sudden we got invaded by
the Weekend Wireless
Boys.
And you see what it is they're stealing content for their show. Yeah. And of course, yeah, we've got Nathan back.
I'm back.
Yes.
Well, you got rid of me.
Yeah. Well, you've been busy filming, haven't you?
I have.
To quote a musical for One Night Only.
One Night Only. Hey, that was on the other day as well, wasn't it?
For Dreamgirls.
Have you noticed Nathan's doing this yet again? He's managing to take away the attention from the fact that he's just been filming a proper film.
A proper film. It's not a normal Nathan Head one. This one will be in the shops.
Yeah. You will actually see it. Yeah. Who was in it? Who's the big names?
The big names, Corey Feldman. Edward Furlong from Terminator 2. And Nathan Head, obviously.
Of course,
and a few others as well. Seb Kastang's in it out of Lost Boys 3. And
What about Carl Whiteley? Do you know Carl?
No.
Don't speak with your mouth full, Claire.
He's got mouth full of cheese here.
Let's play some music and we'll chat to you in more detail about that later, Nathan.
Yes, we will.
The Matinee with James Dean and Madame Aries. Tameside Radio.
Tameside Radio with myself, James Dean.
And me, Madame Aries.
Me, Claire.
And me, Nathan, back for a special occasion.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, this is... We've got one more show and then we're off for 2 weeks.
Yes.
Can you believe it? Anyway, tell us about this film, Nathan.
Well, it's called The Zombie King.
That's a surprise. You in a horror film.
Me in a horror film, I know. It was written for me. Yeah, well, it wasn't, actually. It's basically about a guy whose wife dies, and to try and bring her back, he learns all about voodoo, and there's something in Haitian religion where the soul doesn't leave the body till after 7 days, so the people he brings back have to have died within the past 7 days, and he needs 7 of those, and there's a whole number 7, and that's the story, basically.
And what part do you
play? I play one of his 7 souls.
Ah, which number?
I think number 3. Ah. But there's no correlation with that. We're not resurrected in a particular order. I think it's just...
Just a number.
Well, you know, in stories that they... Because it... Everything is filmed out of sequence.
Oh, it is, I know.
Don't worry about it, when it comes on the telly, you'll understand it.
Yeah. It can be confusing, though, especially if you've not read the script in a while. You're like, where are we now? And you just get given a scene number, and you're like, yeah, but which scene's that? Because it's all filmed.
Well, in Corrie, they are all numbered, all the scenes. But yeah. They say, right, we'll go from this line...
Yeah.
...to cut. And that's how they're doing it in Corrie. They don't actually sort of say, right, we're doing scene 492 on page
3. Well, I don't remember the scene numbers.
No. Cracky, can you imagine me? I can't even remember what house number I have.
Now, there's a chance this will come out on general release or something.
I can't say too much.
Okay.
But it's definitely going out on DVD, you know, because it's got big stars in it. It's going to do well, I reckon.
Fabulous. Oh, well, all the best for that.
Thank you.
I look forward to watching a Nathan Head film without having to go and find this dusky theatre house.
Or hunting it down off the net of some dodgy website or something.
I would never do anything like that.
Mm.